I would say that there would be no fashion without immigration in this country.
Immigrants have been dressing American since the country was founded, but it was Jewish immigrants like Levi Strauss that really helped shape culture in the U.S.
Immigrants really established an identity for themselves and for all of America through fashion.
So New York used to make clothes for everybody in the United States, and it was fueled by immigrants always, right? So Irish, Jewish, Italian. So it's not just the quote-unquote grunt work. It's really all of these ideas and all these innovations that are being produced in the relationship between the designer and the sewer.
Huge explosion of the industry happened at the same moment as the huge explosion in Jewish immigration at the turn of the century.
Jewish American designers like Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, and Donna Karan had parents working in the garment industry, and those connections undoubtedly helped them get to the runway. Today, it's a new group of immigrants who are dressing Americans.
For a variety of reasons, after the 1960s, it shifted to Asian and Latino garment workers.
Experts say that currently it's Asian immigrants and Asian Americans who are leading and creating the fashion identity for the country.
We take a lot of things that are coded as American, right, for granted, right? And we fail to sort of look behind the label, right, to see who's actually producing these quote-unquote American goods. And once you start just looking a little behind, that you're going to start to see the ways in which immigration and immigrants have completely fueled this country's cultural history.